Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning, Jimmy Carr.
Well, good morning, and for business people, probably it's a good morning for you. If you play around with stocks and things like that, the gold, first of all, has fallen $64. That's huge. Platinum has fallen $28. Palladium, $40. The oil price now is below 70, which, you know, if it's good for us, it's not good for some of the oil people, but it's going down. The stock market itself in pre-trading last night was up $600, and now it's up 1,200 points. It's going up 3% when the market opens this morning. Bitcoin is off the scale, too. So business is extremely excited about the Trump election. Now, people like Casey Musgraves and a bunch of others, they're not too excited, and they haven't heard from mostly anybody yet because it didn't get official until this morning. They waited a long time to call it, though. Around 4:15 is when they actually did it. The vice president will speak at some point today. I'm sure they're looking at everything and seeing if there's any hope for yelling about something to see if it couldn't. But Trump won the popular vote. He won the electoral vote. Now, I know Bob watched a lot of different TVs on different modes, and I didn't even start till 8 o'clock last night. And I watched a lot of CNN and NBC. And then about 9 o'clock, I went to online. And for some reason, I went to the New York Times. And I'm glad I did, because they're really the only ones that told the truth and got
you know,
it right.
Isn't that crazy? I commented on that myself, independently, not knowing what you were thinking, 15 minutes ago. In fact, yesterday, I said, you know what? Had some New York Times story. And I said, I pay them $5 a month, and it ain't worth it, you know, for one little story here and there. But they were the only ones, other than Fox News, who just said, okay, look, there's no path to victory for Kamala Harris. I was amazed.
Well, Fox was very late in getting on that train, though, because I was watching. And, you know, they're on Trump's team no matter anyway. But they wouldn't call North Carolina. They were very hesitant about, I guess they didn't want to get it wrong and get mud on their face. So they were very hesitant. But Times had that meter, and it started moving around a little after 8:30. And it went up a little bit, and I said, well, what comes up can come back down. But it just kept moving to the right from leaning Trump. Then it went over into the likely Trump. That's when the stock market started exploding and went up 600 points.
Futures trading, yeah.
And when they got to the 7, and it would play a little bit down a point when something would happen, but it just kept moving forward. The Times knew something. Either how they gather, you know, because they are the New York Times. They probably had people in every county in the country or something. I don't know, but that's not impossible.
Supposed to be the biggest and the best vaunted standard of journalism, and they've betrayed that many times. But
and they certainly have, and they certainly were good last night, though, because I went to bed when it got to 90% Trump likely to win. I said, there's no way the New York Times has got this completely just jackass wrong. There's no way. They would never, if they were piddling around.
And they'd be the last person to go there, you'd think.
Yeah, and they were the first persons to go there. And I watched even Brian Williams last night. I gave a little time to them. That was nice. I mean, Fox was spewing all, Bill Hemmer was spewing all these numbers, and it just gave you a headache after a while. They were doing very simple, telling you what was going on and how it was going on and getting it done. It wasn't bad. It was definitely the less frenetic of all of them. I watched NBC, and they were, Lester Holt was very quiet, very subdued. Savannah was running that show on NBC.
Yeah, what I liked about Lester Holt's coverage is it wasn't the end of the world. He kept his sense of humor. He was jocular, avuncular, you know, whatever, some fancy word that says, you know, he was affable. He was, I said, well, good for him.
But the Hallie Jacksons and some of these MSNBC dual anchors, you know, it was quite obvious, and CBS for sure, you know, of the hate for Trump from some of these correspondents and anchor people. It was just, I couldn't watch CBS. I had to turn it off and move to something else.
Did you catch any of Joyless Reid on MSNBC?
No, I didn't. I knew not to go there.
It was all racial, it turns out.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Now, who was that that did it? I don't remember if it was Fox or one of them that showed that party. You know, when the campaign director for Harris came out and said, you know, let's go to bed and come back and visit this in the morning, that's when you really start feeling the mood change, because they knew it wasn't going to happen tonight. And the crowd kind of started dwindling and looking and got more tearful and that type of stuff out at that Howard University. And then the Trump crowd, they started just drinking some more and partying down there in Mar-a-Lago land, in Palm Beach Convention Center or whatever they were. And then I went to bed because I had to be on TV this morning, and my brain wasn't going to function if I'd stayed up all night. But when I got up at 4:30, I think it was just being declared, really, right then. I was seeing all these newspaper banners change, you know, over for that. Cruz winning, I don't think that was ever really the closest they wanted to. You know, again, who do you believe anymore? Because things are so stilted. I was led to believe that, you know, that was going to be a real possible upset. But I said, you know, Trump never went to Texas. Nobody really ever went to Texas to campaign. And so it can't possibly be anything that's that serious. And it wasn't. So, again, you kind of watch where the candidates go. And they went to where they should. Trump went a lot to Wisconsin and Michigan and went a lot to North Carolina, and it paid off. Philadelphia, I think, what did Pennsylvania finally do, or has it even been called?
Oh, no, yeah, Pennsylvania got called about 11:40 last night.
For Trump?
Oh, yeah. And they could have called it a lot earlier, but in abundance of caution and all that, I don't...
Yeah, I think they were waiting for that truckload of ballots in Philadelphia to come in that they had forgotten.
Even in Texas, Texas overwhelmingly voted for Donald Trump over Kamala Harris, except in Houston, Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio, where Kamala Harris won all of those cities. And it's the same way around the country.
And the Senate, then Trump is going to have at least the Senate to work with. But again, when you say the Senate, you still got some rhinos in there that might be trouble. So I don't know if he's going to have enough. You know, with the rhinos, not like Hogan, for example, in Maryland. I don't know what he's going to do. You know, so he may not be able to be counted on.
You know who's going to be some of this stuff. Who's going to be in charge of the Senate? And it could change.
Oh, your senator,
John Cornyn. Yeah,
John Cornyn.
And he's really level-headed.
He's up there,
and let me tell you, he goes against Donald Trump about 40-50% of the time. So that could be interesting.
Yeah, it could be interesting. Yeah. The mayor of Houston picked up Sheila Jackson Lee's chair, and that was not really a surprise. Tennessee has even gotten more red, except for the city of Nashville, the twin city of Austin.
Yep.
It passed a $3.1 billion transit bill that raised their sales tax some more, and they're going to tax people out of that city. I didn't get around to it yesterday. I was looking for hotel rooms for this weekend. I needed one. And I just happened to look at the Hilton downtown, $993 for a room there on Saturday night.
Did I tell you that a guy that travels for a living said, because, you know, I was in Nashville a week or two ago, week and a half. He said, it's well known, by far, the highest hotel rate you'll pay in America on average.
Is Nashville.
In Nashville, Tennessee.
And it's not lack of capacity. There are some, they've got a lot of fine, big hotels in that city downtown now.
That's why you and I stay in Brentwood.
Right. I mean, Brentwood is definitely where you stay, or you stay over now in Mount Juliet. Like Mount Juliet, the Hilton Garden Inn, their rate is like 139 or something this weekend, and they all put $20 or $30 worth of tax on there. You don't see that at the rate, but they all do. And, yeah, it's crazy, but Austin is too. I mean, you know, you have to get out of the core of Austin if you're going to stay anywhere you can afford. So it's interesting with all that, and these cities both are as blue as the sky. Trump is going to be commander in chief. He's the first one to serve non-consecutive terms since President Grover Cleveland did it in the 19th century, and the second in U.S. history. Now, I'm just very interested to see who they put on him. That the girl on CNN who graduated the University of Alabama, Collins, brunette, I can't remember her first name. She was covering him last night. I don't know if that means she's going to get him at the White House, you know, who they're going to assign, because I don't think they thought that, you know, they're usually their top person is the White House correspondent, and I don't know if that's how it was assigned last night or not. We'll see. I'm told that two-term West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, who defeated Mayor Glenn Elliott to win the Senate seat of Joe Manchin, is not in great health. So that may turn into something. But I think the state is so red now, if Governor Justice soon, Senator Justice had to get out, there would be another Republican to replace him. But that's definitely
one of those things. They just elected a new governor last night in West Virginia. He's Republican. And the way most states are structured, if a guy leaves the Senate early or whatever, the governor gets to appoint.
Yeah. Now, the one place that Republicans didn't do well, and I may be wrong about this, check me on it, I don't think the lady in Arizona got the news anchor.
Last I checked on Carrie Lake, she was losing.
Yeah. Again. Probably a bad candidate, you know, again, and they just didn't go for that.
From a distance, she doesn't seem like a bad candidate at all.
I thought she was.
Ain't working.
No, it didn't fly. She was a news anchor and just did a lot of crazy stuff. And I think that even the people that were voting red weren't going to go there necessarily. In Florida, the abortion bill did not pass and the marijuana amendment did not pass. That was for recreational marijuana. That was the one that Trump endorsed and DeSantis was against, and DeSantis won that. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, one of the few Congress people you can name, you know, but just by looking around, she won her seat. She was a big incumbent, so she won. And most of the incumbents usually win anyway. But that was one down in Florida that you were wondering whether or not that would take, and it did. So, but a very interesting night overall, for sure. A lot of early voting. I think that was probably half the key. I was worried about those mail ballots, though, and I never did see how they mostly came out. But
most states still being counted.
Yeah, so that's one of the interesting things with there. But yeah, there was the Montana race that came in the Republican. So it's going to be interesting to see when they count these all up, you know, how it does turn out. And I know these Hollywood types they got all in there, you know, from Arnold Schwarzenegger to Harrison Ford. You know, you got to wonder what they're feeling on this day. And you do wonder what people like The View, who have been just extreme Trump haters, and some of the other people like that. Howard Stern, I'm sure he'll have a load of things to say because he got all in on this one, too. And then you'll be interested to hear what Joe Rogan has to say, who got all in on Trump. And you wonder, really, was there a Joe Rogan effect? The answer to that is we don't know. But there's going to be a lot of ways to analyze this. What went wrong for Harris? And what went right for Trump?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You'll be glad you did. Now page two with James Cotta.
All right, hold on to your stock portfolio today. There's going to be a lot of action going on. They think bank stocks are going to go up.
My stock portfolio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have it in hand.
Where'd I put that?
Well, you've got so much in solar. That solar may take a tumble today. Tesla stock is going to go up. It's already up in pre-market trading. I think, I want to get the right one here, 30% surge, they think, in Trump media. And Tesla, where's Tesla gone? Tesla, 13%, thinking that Musk will benefit from the White House win. The interest rates are supposed to go up a little bit. No, down a little bit this week.
Down.
Mortgage demand has gone down 11% as the interest rates surge higher. So more money if you've got stuff in the bank with interest rates. There's just a Bitcoin celebrating a $40 million campaign bring down of Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown. That's one of the biggest defeats last night. The hurricane, it's definitely out there in the Caribbean going into the Gulf, and it's a Category 2 storm as it's rolling around. They think it's going to poop out.
I got to find out, is it Raphael or Raphael?
I haven't heard anybody officially say
I haven't
Raphael. But I've kind of hadn't had my mind toward that. I've been kind of watching it. Normally, I follow these things a little more. I just know that it's supposed to slow down and probably go into the coast.
Yeah, if it goes to the
Louisiana.
Gulf, it's going to go to Louisiana or Texas. Except most of those hurricanes this year have veered all the way to the east and hit the west coast of Florida, which it never has happened.
On, like, we're supposed to have a lot of snow going on today.
Really?
In Colorado. And so there is some cold stuff out there, and some of the they need rain so bad. They're doing a rain dance on the Gulf Coast, at least in Alabama and Florida, because the farmers, they need some stuff bad in South Alabama and South Georgia. They don't need it all at one time, but they need some rain. I see here now oil's gone down to 69.9, so this is going to be a fun day to watch the business channels, too, because stocks are going to make a big move today. Tesla, CVS Health, Dollar Tree are all stocks that are going up. So it's going to be an interesting day for the day trader out there. Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia, and Miami are the top season's college football playoff rankings. I think Texas and Alabama, someone's trying to, one of those grid things showed us playing each other at some point early on, because you're way up high and we're low. So that's something that could happen.
Yeah, when you go low, though, we go high. Wait a minute. Never mind.
So that may happen like in December. Hope we wake up before then. Let's
Same.
See. The co-founder of Home Depot has died. Bernie Marcus, he was 95 years old. Home Depot has become the world's largest home improvement store. And there's stuff going on in Israel. Netanyahu fired their defense minister, which normally would be a big deal. Israel airstrikes are going on in Gaza. So they were a little bit nervous over in Israel because of all this. And I think they should be, they're probably nervous about everybody in the United States, because I don't know that they're completely sure. I think Trump is a pretty big supporter of Israel, so that's going to be one thing. But then Ukraine, you know, he wants that to end, that whole situation to stop over there. So it's going to be very interesting to see where that goes. And it's just interesting to see who the winners and losers are in this. What's going to happen to the Cheney family, you know, and some of the others, even one of the Bush daughters going out and campaigning? You know, the Republican Party needs a reckoning with itself to decide who's actually in the party and who's not. And if you're not, you're not. Go do something else. Start another party. But Republicans, I'm a little surprised they were able to get their act together enough to win. Democrats had their act together. It just wasn't, people weren't buying what they were selling.
I would say there's room for discussion there. The whole last 80 days of her 100 and handful of days, yeah. You know, the message was Donald Trump should Hitler. Be disqualified.
Right.
It was three dis words, disheveled might have been one of them, but, disjointed.
Just all this. He's just discombobulated. That'd be a good one. I like that.
He's going to wake up every morning and plot against people that went against him.
Yeah.
He won't be thinking about the American people. It's all about him. And, you know,
they had no plan other than just hate Trump. And that just wasn't, that's usually not enough for the American people. They got to have an idea. You just hating somebody, which is a hate Hillary thing, that passed, but that was a hard one to get, you know, off the runway sometimes. But it's going to be interesting to see what the party will do. You know, it's Democrats, I don't think they had a good candidate, but you wonder if Joe Biden, you know, him, he's saying a couple of things almost like he was trying to hurt her. He's probably gloating in the White House today, saying I could have beat him.
You and I are thinking the same way. No, I mean, there have been enough telling moments. I mean, like when it was, I guess, the Kennedy funeral, Shriver funeral.
Yeah.
He gave her a look and a sneer. Her being Nancy Pelosi, who she called shot. He's really upset. And I get it.
So it's going to be a lot of analyzing. Be an interesting day to watch TV, but definitely a big day in business. I'm not sure that the major media is going to focus on that, but it's going to be a blockbuster day in the market.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks for the report. Jimmy Carter's report brought to you by Prime Bank of Texas, as we said, part of Westlake Nation, the premier camera store in all of Texas, maybe the whole Southwest, maybe the country, Precision Camera and Video, and the good folks at Swartner Farm and Ranch. I saw a bunch of pictures of Jim on Facebook. Last three or four days, he's wearing one of those garbage man jackets everywhere he went.
I saw him in front of some big old TV, big old screen, with a hard hat on. Saw a lot of people with garbage bags on here lately.
All right, lots to look at, including our guest Ronnie Shuff here in a few moments. Check in on a really neat show that Eric's a part of, and you may want to be a part of tomorrow night as well. And Hollywood is reacting on social media. It's a meltdown. Shock, dismay. Yeah.
Shock and awe.
I'll share a few of those and many more things here on this morning after what's been a crazy last year or more, no question. Eric and Bob here on 95.9, our Austin studios, broadcasting Texas country.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.